Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bergstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
They've been standing for a while, 2-2. That will do it. Liam Hendricks sends everyone home with a 4-1 Sox win, putting the Sox 2 over .500 for the first time since the third week of April. 53-51, and still two games back in the Central.
Yay, a three-run homer and its 70% correlation with winning. Incredible. Sometimes this game is so easy, when you hit three-run homers, you tend to win. You win 70% of the time. It's a crazy stat, I know.
You also get good starting pitching yesterday. Nice effort from Lance Lynn, especially with the delay and then the other delay and then the other delay because the field wasn't quite ready.
Here to talk White Sox with us is Ryan McGuffey, senior producer at NBC Sports Chicago, on Twitter at Ryan McGuffey, and with us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Ryan, we keep wondering when that turn is going to come, when things are just going to magically be better. But have they, over the last week, maybe done so?
Oh, boy. Good to be with you guys. I'm kind of with you. We've been trying to pinpoint, like, oh, here's the stretch, here's the takeoff point. I don't want to get ahead of myself anymore. Like, I'm kind of like, even like Han the other day when he was just like, I'm done talking about prognosticating and projections and what might be. But I mean, if you look at the numbers, you know, I just was kind of doing a deep dive right before I came on here, and you know, they are one of the best records over the last month of any team in the American League. It doesn't feel like it just because of the roller coaster up and down. But as they've gotten guys back and as they're continuing to get guys back, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, but, you know, look at what Aloy's done. I know he's only played two games in the third spot. That kind of feels right with the way him and Abreu are going right now. And Luis Robert to do back tonight in the lineup as a DH. So, yeah, I think the offense has to – it's the last stretch of the season here, the home stretch, like the last 58 games left of the season. This is all on the offense. To me, it's the spotlight should be squarely on Yasmani Grandal, Yoan Moncada, Luis Robert, and Eloy Jimenez, because those are the guys the White Sox invested in long-term. And if their contracts play out, that's $300-plus million in those four guys. And if they don't perform, the White Sox don't win the Central. I think we're at the point of the season where that's just the bottom line. And if they don't turn it around, if those four guys – don't perform, they're going to finish short of the Minnesota Twins. I think that's where we are. I mean, they are who they are 104 games into the season. They're two games above .500. Everything that they're very fortunate to play in the American League Central, and everything that they want is right there in front of them. I mean, this could end with a division title and get into October, and it should, but at the point of trying to pick who's going to do it and who's going to perform, are there going to be injuries? I don't know. It's that's the roller coaster this has been.
Guff, what do you make of how the Luis Robert situation has been handled?
It's weird. I don't know. Like, I feel like depending on who you talk to, you know, I mean, Tony was, it's just the whole thing seems weird, doesn't it? Even when Rick the other day said it was a vitamin deficiency and that this problem could pop up again, that they were talking about diet and vitamin supplements to that cause lightheadedness and nausea and dizziness and blurred vision. It just seems like, to me, like still undiagnosed. Now, maybe it is behind closed doors. It just feels like there's questions that are still remaining. And even the way that Robert is kind of projected to play this week, you know, DH, then a game in center field, then an off day, and then I think back in the outfield on Sunday, that just feels like a projected plan. It's just hard to me, it's going to be like, how does he feel after today? You can't guarantee that something's not going to pop back up and that he can just automatically play on Friday. I think it's day-to-day with Luis Robert. It's weird. It's frustrating. But look, if he's got lightheadedness and blurred vision, that seems pretty serious to me. So to me, Luis Robert's a day-to-day guy. I don't think you can just say, okay, here's our four-day plan, here's our week-long plan, here's our month-long plan. I just think with him right now, getting him back, I mean, he hasn't played in 3 weeks pretty much. So it's just, I don't know how you feel about it, but it just seems very strange because Tony almost got to a point where he was kind of contradicting himself. And then just the vitamin supplement thing, it just seems like a very strange, very strange process.
I want to go back to the answer to the first question where we talked about you. There's one thing you didn't mention, and that was winning the World Series. You mentioned win the Central and what they are and can they win the Central. When did this happen? Like, when did we decide?
When did we downgrade?
When did we, and obviously the odds makers, and we've seen it all happen. We know it. So we're all talking about the same thing here. But are we all in agreement generally that nobody thinks the White Sox are going to win the World Series this year?
I don't think they will. I said that the other day on a podcast after the trade deadline. I felt that, especially after the trade deadline came and went, and Jake Diekman was the lone addition, and that was even, I mean, that was kind of a salary dump on the rest. He's been great, looking two performances and two outings, but I don't think they have enough, Dan. I mean, the naked eye tells me, like, the eye test tells you that, doesn't it? I just don't think they're deep enough to win the World Series, and especially when you see what all of the other teams that would be possible contenders are contenders, and that the odds makers have adjusted to be the front runners, deserve to be the front runners right now. And you're talking about teams that are 35 games over 500 and are clearly better than the White Sox. And that's just a fact. I can the White Sox win the World Series and get hot? Sure. Absolutely. I mean, we've seen it before. That's how baseball works. You got to get in and then anything happens. I just don't think that this team is built to win in October as currently constructed. I think there are issues and there are warts that have shown, and I don't think you can hide those come October. They're not a good fielding team. They're one of the worst fielding teams in baseball. They have a flawed lineup, even though we haven't seen them all together. And I think they have the starting pitching to get it done. The bullpen has been shaky. It seems like it's kind of falling into form here. They're not a good base running team. And I think in the postseason, that stuff matters. If you can't field, you can't run the bases. And then the little thing, like, I don't think the coaching staff has got the X factor to win the World Series when it comes time to play the game of chess in October in the fifth inning of a playoff series. So, yeah, Dan, like, I think they can win the AL Central. Like, that's what I think the 2022 White Sox can do, which is frustrating because it's not like it's our expectations in the preseason that they could win the World Series. The team and the organization put that message out there. And they were capable of winning the AL Central last year. And when they got to the postseason to play the Astros, they were not the better team. They did not have enough to advance, and they don't have enough to advance right now. And I think that should frustrate people. It should frustrate the organization. It should frustrate the players, and it should frustrate the fan base. It should.
Guff, when I look at the guys that they bought out arbitration years for, and I think that those were smart moves. I really do. I wonder if at the end of this, when there's an actual review, if Rick is still in charge of the White Sox at the end of it, I wonder if they'll change the way, whatever their decision-making process is for fast-tracking a prospect to the major leagues and buying out arbitration years, if they'll start to change what it is that they're looking for before that. Because there's some player who it feels like their development is just stopped. And I'm not sure where to place that blame on.
I agree with you. I don't know if it should change the way they approach buying out arbitration and team-friendly deals, because I agree. I thought that the players that they identified for the long term were the right those are the guys that they hitched their wagon to anyway. So when they acquired them for the big pieces that they dealt away. And I thought that they were great. I still think they're good contracts. They were good.
Me too.
It was a good idea, you know. But I think changes are going to be made in the office. They have to be made. Like, they can't stand pat. And I would be stunned if some of these bigger names, if they all returned in 2023. I just think that it's whatever, whether it's development, complacency, I don't know. I just think that they have to change the roster to be a more contending roster to win what Dan said, the World Series. Because I don't think, for whatever reason, in 2020, we've seen enough now from this group that it just feels like they don't have enough to be the team that can win the World Series and be in contention for multiple World Series. Like I said the other day, we celebrated last year the fact that they went back-to-back postseasons. And like this was some kind of magical achievement. And it was for an organization that had never done it before. But think about that. Like that's partly on us.
It's an expanded postseason now, too.
I know. Like, there's going to be a 500 or maybe a two games over 500 team that makes the wild card. And it's an expanded postseason game. And we're celebrating the fact that the White Sox went to the postseason back-to-back seasons. I'm like mad at myself that we put a graphic out last year about that, because why are we celebrating that? Because it's not get to the finish line. Stop talking about 2005 and make this team. Like, I was thinking about the 16 Cubs, like that stretch. So there are people who think they failed. Look, they won the World Series and they were in three straight NLCSs. I don't think the White Sox right now can win the World Series and be in three straight ALCSs as currently constructed. So there's a lot of work to do, because you're going to have some of these team-friendly deals, Lawrence, that you were talking about. They're going to come up sooner than later. Like, these years that are just kind of ticking away means that's fewer years with these players that you identified to be part of multiple contending championships. They won't be here for that. That's why prospects are prospects when you're winning, when your window is open. You don't care about an ETA of 2025 or 2026 on a guy if you're trying to win the World Series in 22, 23, and 24. That's just the way I look at prospects. Like, I get there are guys who are valued and ranked in the top 100. We don't know a damn thing about how it's going to translate come when they get to the big leagues. Like, yeah, that's a great package for Juan Soto. They got a lot of talent in Washington. They can't tell you. There's not one guy that can tell you if two of those players are going to be all-stars. They traded the best, one of the top three players in the game, in the San Diego Padres for three seasons. They don't even have to sign him. For three seasons, the San Diego Padres are going for it. That's what I thought the White Sox – I really thought the White Sox were going to be more like the Padres. I kind of identified like 3-4 years ago, like, their past looked similar. They're probably going to do it the exact same way. And they're obviously – you know, the Padres are just compiling an all-star team, and there's envy. There should be envy there. There should be envy.
Yeah, look at
all jacked up.
The Padres fired their manager to hire Bob Melvin. If you want to look at one move, they fired Jace Tingler to hire Bob Melvin. It's obviously a loaded comment that I'm making, and it's one that should be obvious to everybody involved in this conversation and listening to it. Ryan McGuffey, thank you so much for joining us today. That was great.
Anytime, guys.
That's Ryan McGuffey, senior producer, NBC Sports Chicago.
I love that he can be your first guest on Prospect Humpers.
I was going to say that. that's the inaugural episode of Prospect Humpers. Yes, you're producing for me. I love it. You should put it on House of L.
We can totally do it. I'm fine with it. It would do
tonight.
Big numbers. Coming up.
Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.